107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It's set for this Saturday. It's the Wellesley Apple Butter and Cheese Festival, and joining us on the phone line is Jamie Reed. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing great. We're all set for this Saturday, and I understand this is a very special anniversary edition coming up.
It is indeed. It's our 50th annual festival in Wellesley.
Fantastic. So what do you think it is about the Wellesley Apple Butter and Cheese Festival? Again, this is the 50th anniversary edition coming up. Why is this so popular and has remained so popular over the years?
Well, I'm going to tell you it's probably the food, for one, and obviously our famous Wellesley Apple products that bring people to our town. So yeah, no, it's a great event with lots to do for the whole family.
All right, let's take a look at the itinerary for Saturday. As you mentioned, there is so much for the whole family. It starts off bright and early with pancake and sausage breakfast, I believe.
That's correct, 7 a.m. downtown Wellesley.
All right, what else is happening through the day that you'd like to spotlight?
Well, we've got a very large craft market down by the old arena. We have farm tours to a state-of-the-art dairy farm. There's more food than you can imagine all through town. There's lots of entertainment. There's an antique car and tractor show. We have kids' play areas. We have this year a new petting zoo coming to the festival. And we've also got a craft hard cider and local beer gardens.
There you go, because when you're talking apple cider, it can kind of segue into a craft cider and a beer garden. So is this the first time for this year?
It's the first time we've had an actual beer gardens and craft cider garden. We've had tastings in the past, but we've kind of upped it a little bit for this year.
All right, and there is so much great entertainment through the day, including Eric Traplin is performing, is that right?
That's correct. Eric is definitely, he's been a staple over many years at our festival, and the kids absolutely love it.
All right, and there's also things like a horseshoe tournament going on. Can you tell us a little bit more about the dairy farm tour, how that works?
Yeah, so what we do is we bus people to a dairy farm, which is about 10 minutes away from Wellesley, so not a terribly long drive, and people can go and they travel, like, tour through the entire barn and all the processes, and yeah, it's really a popular event. They've been doing it for many years. It's the Hogendorn barn outside of St. Agatha, and yeah, it's definitely one of our most popular attractions for
sure. That is awesome. And there's a tractor show and a car show. You don't often get them combined like that.
Right. Yeah, they're in two separate areas. The car show is by the library on Henry Street. And the tractor show is down by the old arena on Brown Street. So I do want to note, too, that some people were wondering if the festival would be up at the new arena this year. And I do want to say that we are still status quo downtown and through the old arena grounds. So everything is the same as it has been for the last 50 years, basically.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then there's horseshoe tournaments going on and some line dancing. Am I seeing this correctly here?
Yep, that's part of our entertainment. It's on the main street. I'm not 100% sure on the exact time, but it is in the morning. There's line dancing. There's a Taekwondo demonstration, and that'll be on the main street, kind of down at the bottom of the hill, and the musical entertainment will be at the top of the hill.
And it's a great thing, again, with the 50th anniversary of the Wellesley Apple Butter and Cheese Festival, bringing communities from far and wide. How far do you get people traveling for something like this?
Well, that's a really good question. We're not 100% sure. We don't really have any way of tracking them, but I know for sure it's all over southwestern Ontario. We have had people from overseas before. I'm sure they didn't just come here.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
But they did. They did let us know where they were from. And yeah, no, it's, we reach out to as many people as possible via social media and advertising. So I would say all over southwestern Ontario, people are coming from far and wide, for sure.
Oh, without a doubt, because we look forward to this annual event, and it's such one of the big events for fall when you're thinking getting into September. It's the Wellesley Apple Butter and Cheese Festival, and it is always slated for the last Saturday in September. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
All right, it's happening this weekend. WellesleyABCFestival.ca is the website, and we'll share all the links and details on our socials and mystraffordnow.com. And Jamie, when I'm thinking of festivals like this, there's not a lot of festivals, or not many these days, that are basically free for the whole family. Obviously, there's different food vendors and things like that, but free entertainment and just free get-together is so important for our communities.
Absolutely. Free parking, free entry. Bring your appetite.
There you go.
Lots of stuff to do.
That's right. And enjoy all that is there for the Wellesley Apple Butter and Cheese Festival. Jamie Reed. Jamie, did we cover everything, or did we leave anything out, or just be there on Saturday?
Yeah, just be there on Saturday. The weather looks fantastic, so it should be a beautiful day.
You bet. Jamie Reed. Jamie, congratulations. Continued success with the 50th Wellesley Apple Butter and Cheese Festival. Thanks for your time, and have a great festival Saturday.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Jamie, that's great. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, that's great.